You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So far this month, 8 deaths across Auckland have been linked to synthetic highs. Emergency services are also reporting a spike in hospitalisations and a warning of a possible new chemical. However, the way this has been handled has drawn criticism, including from Associate Health Minister Peter Dunn.
I'm not satisfied, though, with the information that's being shared. I don't think it's acceptable that, for instance, their announcements seem to be made to the news media at the same time as they're being informed to the government. So we're sort of playing a bit of catch-up here, and I think we need to have better information coordination.
Also critical is the head of the Drug Foundation, Ross Bell. I asked him for his evaluation of the ongoing situation.
Well, I think it's been really tricky because we've had a lot of speculation, including from the police, that there's things like weed killer and fly spray and rat killer that people are consuming in the synthetic cannabis. We've talked to ESR and they've told us that that's simply not true. I think what we are dealing with is synthetic cannabinoid that is very potent and very dangerous. The one of the challenges we have is that there's a lot of swirling rumour. Even the coroner has said the causes of death haven't been confirmed yet. So it could be, we find out in a few months, that these were just coincidental deaths that weren't synthetic cannabis. But we do know that there's probably quite dangerous chemicals out there right now, which are worse than they were 12 months ago, and it seems that the chemicals are getting more potent and more dangerous.
And what do you make of the way that the cases have been handled?
The way that this has been handled has been really sloppy, and that's putting it politely. We were talking to the police early last week before they put out their press release saying that they shouldn't do anything like that until they release any toxicology results on the specific chemicals that we're talking about, so that we can have a better informed discussion around what it is we're dealing with and what kind of help and support we could be providing. But they chose not to do that, and I think it's kind of burnt them quite badly, because they haven't come clean about what chemicals we're dealing with. The local DHB wasn't kept in the loop. The Ministry of Health wasn't kept in the loop. The Drug Policy Minister's Office wasn't kept in the loop. And I think I understand the police motivation to wanting to put out some good public health warnings, but I think maybe in future they could reflect on this and find ways to improve, how they go about providing these warnings. This is complicated, right? This is not going to be an easy fix, but I think there's some things that we can do to help reduce the risks. I don't think we'll eliminate the risks. One of those things is to establish what other countries have done, which is essentially an early warning system, so that if police or ESR or the ambulance service or an accident and emergency department comes across a new psychoactive substance that's causing problems, then having a way that information can quickly be shared to other health professionals and then ultimately to the wider public, so that we can get proper and better arranged, better managed health warnings out to the public. Because this problem isn't going to go away. I think we're going to see these chemicals always kind of coming into the black market, which then you wonder, well, could we do something that provides a safer alternative for people who are wanting to get high? And in that regard, I would think legalising and regulating natural cannabis could be one way to reduce some of these risks, give people a much safer alternative. But I think we have to remember that the kind of high that these new synthetic cannabinoids are giving people is a specific type of high, and often it's the kind of high that they want. And it's not a natural cannabis high. So it's something more intense. And it could be because often the people we're talking about are people living rough, people who are living very vulnerable lives on the margins of society, and they're wanting to get a high that gets them completely out of it. And so I, I think we have to understand that we're not going to be able to stop people using this stuff. I just think, you know, if that's the case, then we have to make sure we can provide better support to them, work with people like the Auckland City Mission, who are often, you know, providing health and social services to these guys, you know, help them being able to provide their services better, know what to look out for, how to respond to, you know, medical emergencies and those kinds of things. But I think that this is the new reality we're in, that we're always going to get new chemicals. People are always wanting to going to get out of it. And we can't just expect tough law enforcement or moralising from our politicians to make this problem go away.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.